I don't get why people say video games are bad. When it comes to playing them, I forget about being stressed.
I get that. But I've seen people take it too far. My cousin plays all night, misses meals, and hardly sleeps. My aunt and uncle are having a fit.
Well, that's not the game's fault. It sounds like your cousin has a gaming problem.
I agree. So that proves gaming can be addictive.
I don't think anyone would deny that. But gaming can improve focus and teamwork. Plus, I've made friends online I'd never have met otherwise.
Yeah, but not everyone finds balance. Sometimes people get addicted. If that happens, their grades and mental health suffer. I've read about players who lose control when they lose.
I get mad when I lose. But then I remind myself, it's just a game.
Then you don't get too intense.
No, games can teach problem solving and patience.
I guess it's like anything else. Too much is not good, but a little is fine.
Agreed. If we balance gaming with real life, it can be good for us.
I hope my cousin finds that balance.
Talk about it. Do you play video games? Why or why not? Do you think playing video games hurts a person's mental health? Explain. Word bank. Controller. When Scott dropped his controller, one of the buttons broke. Flash. The police car's lights started flashing as it sped past us. Risk. Too many risks are involved in traveling this year. Self-esteem. Barb has very low self-esteem and never feels she does anything well. Otherwise. Mary joined a club and made connections she wouldn't have made otherwise. Addict. Brian became addicted to smoking when he was a teenager. Suffer. Anna's work suffered after her boss yelled at her for making one little mistake. Intense. Ben is very intense and feels deeply about everything. More information. Boost. Gamer. Addictive.